Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Chlach of Beis, Simon Yudches, with deals with the lach of a person who had alcoholic beverages. We spoke about that in regards to the lachas of Shemoneh Esrei. What about in regards to the other areas of halacha? So, the Rama says in Simon Sadites Sif Aleph that the halacha of Kriya Shema has the same halacha of Tefillah. And the Mishmar points out, and Birchas Kriya Shema has the same halacha as Kriya Shema. Even a person who's called a shasui, which means he's had a revius of wine to drink, should not say Kriya Shema. Then he quotes the Levush, that some people are makel by Kriya Shema, that Tefillah and Kriya Shema are not the same. Tefillah is an act of standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and asking for his needs, and that's considered inappropriate for a person to do that in the state of being not roy to really present himself well to the Melech. But Kriya Shema, which is Kabbalah Tamach Shemaim, as long as a person is able to be Mechavin, so he has a clarity enough to be able to be Mechavin, he will fulfill the mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema. But the Mishabur comes out that there are others like the Ramah would say not like this, and therefore, in the following, he puts the following rule that a person should try and avoid being in a situation of being a shasi or a shikr when it comes to regards to Kriya Shema. He should not put himself in that situation. But if he did, he cannot be. He's not putter from reading Kriya Shema because, according to many opinions, he's chayiv. He can fulfill the mitzvah, therefore he's chayiv to fulfill the mitzvah. However, since it's a machlokes, whether you can do it under these circumstances, and if later on, during the Zman Kriya Shema, he reaches a point where he's sober again, he has to read Kriya Shema a second time. Regards to Birchas Kriya Shema, he should not say Birchas Kriya Shema because they have the same halachas Kriya Shema, that's a suffix. So suffix brachas lahakal, he wouldn't say it the first time, and if there's time later on, he'll say it the second time. If not, not. Regards to benching, he says that we should deal with benching similarly, that a person who is should not try and avoid being in a situation of being a shasi or a shikr in regards to benching, in order not to get involved in this into this shiloh. But if he was a shasi or a shikr, he should still bench, because according to some opinions, as long as he's able to still have be clear enough to say benching properly, he's chayiv in benching. It is advisable in that situation to bench from a sitter to make sure that he doesn't get confused, and that will help to say at that level of potential confusion, the sitter will be what will tip it over to make it sure that he's staying focused. In regards to other brachas, the Rambam says he can make other brachas even though he's a shikur. And here again, the Mishabura says that the Bir Gra argues and that the person should not make brachas in a henin, the chadchila, when he's a shikur, which means he cannot be medaber lifnei hamelech. But if he's going to lose saying the bracha achrona, let's say, for example, by waiting, so then he should say, he would say the bracha achrona in that situation. One last point we mentioned, that there's maybe two madregas in the madrega of shikr. There's a madrega of not being medaber lifnei hamelech. There's a madrega of he's more inebriated than that. So this is a Ramah in Sif Gimel. The Ramah says that the minig was, even for davening, if a person davening from a sitter, he's not choshesh l'shichrus ma'at. So if a person is just shikr a little bit, which means he's still in control enough that he's not unsteady on his feet, I think would be the right way of saying it. But he is steady on his feet. He's just maybe he might be hesitant a little bit in his speech, like I am right now, but I'm not shaker. He's a little bit hesitant in his speech, etc. So over there, davening mitoch hasidur would be enough to allow him to daven. And it says that was the minig. Mishnah Berurah says that it's not appropriate to rely on that minig. But this much will be true, that if a person b'di'evet did daven, he would not have to daven again. It's not called tefillah se'tu'eva. So the case where vada, he should not be davening, the kuli alma, is when he's, like the apostle says, that he is you know kashikr, he's wavering like a shikr, he's unsteady on his feet. That's definitely not medaber lifnei hamelech. That's definitely called a shikr, and that definitely his tefillah is a tu'eva. But if a person is still steady, but he might be a little bit hesitant in his speech, in that situation, a person also should not daven. But if he did daven, but he had the tefillah would be valid. Okay, have a good day.